All right, good evening, everybody. Happy Monday. What a wonderful day. Mondays again, right? Today, just after Valentine's Day, and how fast is this year going by? It's absolutely incredible. And here we are with our Meaningful Monday call, and I am here with one of the most meaningful and wonderful people in my life, that's for sure. And this is my daughter, Coral Silverberg, and I know it's very, very unusual for me to do a call with a family member like this. But we did a call not quite a year ago with my older daughter, Sierra, which ended up being a part of our podcast and being on the Biomedics website, if any of you want to hear it. Well, that call led to Sierra getting a full-page interview in the largest newspaper in Los Angeles County. So an outstanding opportunity, and this individual was told great things about my daughter Sierra and her water polo career. He Googled her and found this podcast on Biomedics and said, gee whiz, this young lady sounds like she's 25, not 16. And he called her up and said, hey, I'd love to do an interview and send a photographer out to get pictures of you and the whole thing. So it's been a tremendous, it's just been great for Sierra, great deal of pride for her and for all of us, and we'll be forwarding the link to each and every one of you if you want to check out the article. So today I have my younger daughter on here who, when we talk about this, Meaningful Monday call, we talk about talking from the heart, we talk about why each and every one of us wants to be in this biomedics business. And the successful people in this business, like the Pulleys and the Gerhardts and the Lisa Hales and Deborah Yohn and Calvin Klein, and all these people, Jim Layton, these people that are on this call, these people that want to find success, it's all about what's in your heart. These are the people with a big heart. If you want to help, if you want to do the right thing, that's what's going to lead you to success in biomedics. Coral has a tremendous heart. Not only is she taking all advanced placement classes and getting all A's or better in her classes, but she excels at every sport she's done. Twice she's gone to the U.S. Championships for softball, and this year, as a ninth grader, she's starting on the varsity soccer team for Malibu High, and for the first year ever, Malibu High went undefeated, and this Thursday begins what's called our CIF Championship Playoffs, our City Championship Playoffs. So I'd love to introduce Coral to each and every one of you. Coral, could you maybe tell us a little bit about you and just tell me a little bit about you. Let's start there.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Coral. I'm Ted's daughter. I'm about 15 years old, and I live in Malibu with my dad and my sister, Sarah, who you guys heard not over a year ago, a little less. And I am on the Malibu High School soccer team, like my dad just said, on varsity. I've been starting as a right defender since the beginning of December, which is when we started off our season. And so far, we've gone 10 straight games undefeated, and we are number one in our league. It's a school record, and we hope to continue it this Thursday with our first CIF game.
All right. Well, thanks. Well, tell me a little bit about what inspires you to play sports.
A lot of my motivation to go out and be active and to keep up good health is from my father, or from me, Dad. I think that everybody should get out and have something that they're passionate about to go out and exercise and keep healthy. I think that I found that through soccer.
All right, and tell me a little bit about what do you think in the conversations that we've had, the things you know, what do you think relates between everything you go through in school? You go through your friends, and you know there's always ups and downs in school. There's always ups and downs, and you work really hard to get good grades. But what do you think sports teaches you about life?
Goodness gracious, so much. I think that there's no better way to express yourself and whether it's good or bad or however you're feeling other than through sports. So soccer is not only a passion for me, it's more of an outlet just to express who I am and how I feel some of the days where I'm down or some of the days where, you know, I'm just ready to go out and win.
All right. So let's talk about some of the biggest challenges you've had since you started sports. What sort of things did you have to overcome? I know that quite often we have to go to practice, we have to do things, and I've never in your entire career, whether it's been softball, soccer, basketball, all the sports you've played, you've never said, you know what, Dad, I don't want to go to practice, or I don't want to play today, or I'm too tired, or I don't feel good. You always seem to be up for it. What are the biggest challenges you've had to, you've had to overcome since you started sports?
I don't think that I can narrow it down to just one major challenge that I've had to overcome. When I go out onto a soccer field and I look and I'm playing against girls that are 17 years old and so much bigger than me, they're seniors in their soccer career as a high schooler, and the motivation is that I know that I can make a difference in my team and in my community. I mean, our team has already started to make a difference by, you know, making school history, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, when I step onto the field to practice or when I, like, gear up, it's the thought that, hey, you know, I can make a difference, that I can go out there and we can actually, you know, play as a team to accomplish something that nobody else ever has at Malibu High School. So for me, that's my biggest motivation.
So when you first went to the school, I know that your goal was to make the varsity team, which was really unheard of for a ninth grader to play on the varsity team. And I know that you and I had a discussion. We knew that there'd be other kids that would be jealous of a ninth grader getting on the team, and you'd be taking an older child's position. Tell me about the challenges. How did you overcome the challenges of everybody that said to you, hey, there's no way you're in ninth grade, you'll make the varsity team. If you make the varsity team, there's no way you'll start. And again, just dealing with the personalities of the kids that already had those positions, they're already playing on that team, and you as a ninth grader coming on and getting a starting position on that team. How did you overcome those challenges?
I mean, granted, the fact that there was a complete negative aura towards me that I would actually be on the team and start as a defender over the senior that has been there since her sophomore year. I mean, when people tell me no, it only motivates me more to prove them wrong, I think. And I think that shows a lot about my personality, that not only am I driven to make the varsity team, but I'm driven to prove the coaches and to you, Dad, and to Mom, and that I can, whatever I set my heart to, I can do. I just need that one person to tell me, no, you know, you might not be able to, and I'll prove you wrong.
So what do you enjoy most about then sports and competing?
My teammates. I mean, all the girls, at the beginning I felt definite negative, like nobody wanted me to be a freshman on varsity, nobody wanted me to take their spot, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, since over these last 4 months that we've been together, or something about, like, around there, 4 months, I have grown so close to every single teammate, like, on my team. In softball, I was with the girls on my national team for 2 straight years, working constantly day by day to become a nationally ranked softball team. And I think that my teammates are a big part in that.
That's great. So how would you say that they've accepted you and adopted you and appreciate you at this point because of the work ethic that you put into it, the fact that you've shown them that you're always going to run that extra lap and you're going to work extra hard and you're going to be available to them and you're going to be respectful of them? Is that what you think made them accept you, was the fact that you'd go harder than anybody else to prove that you deserve that position?
I think that everybody on my team so far has had an equal amount of drive and motivation to want to win and exceed expectations of anybody that looks at us. I mean, we have a super high standard compared to our boys soccer team right now at Malibu High School that we have to overcome. So if one person on the team doesn't have that driven mentality, then the entire team, I mean, will lose. You're only as strong as your weakest player. So for me to be weak is just not an option. It's not an option for me to step out there and say, hey, no, I can't, or I'm too scared. It's just, that's not an option.
So tell me about your training during your peak time. How hard do you guys train? What do you do?
Oh, boy. We practice every day from 3 to 5:30, which is 2 hours of running. We do about, we run about 2 miles every practice, just playing with keeping our touches on the ball and just simple sprints. On days where we don't have practice, we have games, which is just as much as running the 2 miles and stuff like that. So at our peak times when we're training for CAF, like just now, it's extremely important that we keep up our stamina and work out. We can't, there's no day off. You need to train.
Could you imagine playing without practicing? Could you just go like into a game without ever practicing during the week and try and play a game?
Absolutely not. I mean, a lot of people say practice makes perfect, and I think I completely agree. If you don't practice and work for what you want to win, then you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, if our team just decided, you know, hey, I don't want to come to practice today, or hey, I can't be here because I have my aunt's birthday party, then we wouldn't get anything accomplished. I mean, we need to work as a team in order to overcome our goals and the standards that we have set for ourselves.
So for anybody you think you'd like to be successful, one, you're going to have to practice. Two, you're going to have to work with your team. Three, you can't expect it just to happen without practicing and working with your team.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, tell me, what about sports you couldn't live without? I know that you love sports. I know you love competing. I know you love playing. What about sports couldn't you live without?
If I had to choose a life without sports, I don't know, because with sports comes all the friends that I've made. I couldn't live without some of the people I have met in my life through sports. I probably couldn't live with the exercise. I mean, I am very self-motivated, but for me to want to just get up and go for a 2 mile run every day wouldn't happen without some of my teammates and the people that support me through all this.
Now, you realize these people that are on this call are doing the biomedics business, and oftentimes they hear a no, or somebody that may get involved with them 2 weeks later or a month later decides, oh, I don't want to be involved anymore. They just don't want to do it. They don't want to put the effort into it. With you in sports, it would sort of be the same as a loss. How do you deal with a loss? How do you get past a mistake that you made in the game?
I think that everybody's mistakes are what makes them better. I mean, my weaknesses are what make me stronger, because I know I need to work on those weaknesses. I think that if you hear a no or if you hear a negative, then you let that slide past you, but you take the lesson that you've learned and you put it towards your next game, your next, you know, whatever. If you lose a soccer game or if you lose a softball game, you don't just sit there and sob over it. You take, you know, what were my mistakes? What did I do? Did I strike out on three perfect balls, you know, because I was too scared to swing? No. So the next game, you get out there and you have to fix your mistakes and keep working on them.
All right. So tell me, what are you most proud of then in regards to all these sports that you've done? Everything you've achieved, everything you've accomplished, what do you think you're most proud of?
I think that the sports have a major reflection on me, and I think that I'm most proud of what sports have done to shape me and my attitude towards being more confident in myself, because I think that without them, I wouldn't be as confident as I am now.
Okay, well, now, these people, too, doing biomedics, they have a tough day here and there, and I know you with school, sports, friends, personalities, you had a tough day, you know, here and there as well. What keeps you going through a tough day?
Just knowing that tomorrow will be a new day. It'll all start over again, it'll be a new day, and I have a new opportunity to redeem myself from whatever happened yesterday.
I love that. And okay, so now, in the beginning, though, like we talked about, where everybody told you, no, there's no way you're going to make the team, there's no way you're going to be in varsity, there's definitely no way you're going to start, what do you think you were most afraid of in the beginning, and what would you say you're most afraid of now?
In the beginning, I was absolutely afraid of being shut down, being told no, but now I don't because you can't be scared of hearing no. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has days where they just want to stop and shut down and quit. But, I mean, you can't win if you're going to keep quitting every single time.
So the only way to win is to stick with it.
Agreed.
Okay. So now, what would you think your teammates would say about you? If I went out there and talked to a few of your teammates, here you guys are, you had an undefeated season, you're going on to the first time ever Malibu High School going on to city championships. What do you think your teammates would say about you now they've spent a whole season with you?
I think a lot of them would agree that I'm definitely the goofiest on the team, just out there and willing to throw myself on the field for anything to happen. I mean, some of my teammates, I think what they would admire most about me would be that no matter what, I keep a positive attitude. No matter if we lose, you know, win, tie, no matter what, you have to keep the same mentality, and it has to be a positive one.
And now let's talk, too. You're probably the rarest of rare because you are a ninth grader who scored a goal in a varsity game. So how did that feel when you scored a goal in that game?
Well, Dad, I think, as you know, I play defense on the right side. And so when I scored a goal, I freaked out because it doesn't happen. It's very rare for me to be on varsity, for me to be starting, and let alone score a goal. I mean, the pride in myself when I scored was just insane.
Over the top. So what's next for you?
Next for me is my third high school sport, which would be softball. I start that once I'm done with CIF playoffs for soccer. But hopefully, what's next is a win in CIF playoffs, a win in our state as state championship for Malibu, which has never been done.
So what do you see as your ultimate athletic career goal? Not just for Malibu, not just for soccer. What would your ultimate athletic career goal be?
Athletically, I hope to continue on to college sports, probably. Maybe get a scholarship for a college for soccer or softball, or even basketball if I choose to pursue that. But other than that, I feel pretty accomplished as is.
Yeah, you have a whole room full of trophies, so it's kind of great to see. I mean, literally, there's, I don't know how many dozens and dozens of trophies in there that you've won throughout the year, so you should be very proud of all those accomplishments. If Biomedic named a product after you, what would it be called and what would it do?
Goodness. If Biomedic named a product after me, it would probably be called Pride, because I think that everybody should take pride in their accomplishments and what they've done, no matter good or bad. If you keep your head up, then that's all I could ask for out of a product, would be something to make sure that people feel good about themselves and their heart and keep going no matter what.
Now, I know, too, that you've shared your experiences and your expertise, like in soccer, with little kids and help coach and help train them. How does that make you feel when you're helping others?
I don't think there is any greater feeling than helping others. I mean, I know that, Dad, when you were younger, you helped teach blind people how to surf, and you once told me that the feeling of them, that they don't know what water is, or they don't know what it looks like, and to have something so cold just, like, surround you, and you don't know that you can't breathe in water, something like that, and you teach them, you know, it's okay, we can coexist with the ocean, and learn to, like, accept it and understand it more. That's all I can say about helping others, is to help someone to learn to understand and accept and coexist with other people, and how to let their emotions out, just as I do with soccer. There's no greater feeling.
So just helping other people and helping them experience something they've never experienced before, and being a part of that, you think, is what ultimately really makes you feel really, really good.
Absolutely.
It's not just what you've learned and what you have, but it's the fact that when you can share that with other people, that takes you to a whole nother level of feeling.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's talk about this for a second. The wonderful people on this call are all biomedics distributors, and they're working hard to build biomedics businesses, and they have the same ups and downs in life as you do in sports, and hopefully you'll see that later on in life when you go for other goals and other things that you want to achieve, not just the fact you're getting great grades, but the fact that you're actually going to be supporting a family at some point in life. You have to realize that you hear those no's, and it takes practice, and you've got to go beyond it, and exactly what you're saying, you have to remain committed to yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have a great deal of heart to be successful at anything. It doesn't matter what you choose, whether you want to be the best cook at McDonald's or you want to be the best athlete on the Olympic team. It's all about heart. We know that. Well, let's share with these wonderful people. If you had a final piece of advice for people who want to achieve their goals, what do you think that piece of advice would be?
Since we're going with how you need to have heart in order to continue doing what you love, I mean, people like Martin Luther King had people tell him no every single day of his life. And his own morals and he trusted himself to know that what he was doing was right, kept him going, and he changed history for everybody. So I think that my only advice would be to believe in yourself because, I mean, the people who believe in themselves and have faith in their own morals are the ones that make history and change the world forever.
So you believe the ones that actually believe in themselves and show a great deal of heart are the ones that we remember the most. The ones that quit are the ones that don't seem to be the ones we study in history nor the ones that we admire the most?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you one more question, okay? Who would you view as a mentor and why?
Probably my older sister, Sierra, because she has the biggest heart out of anybody I know. She has the motivation to keep going when people tell her no, and she does it not only, you know, because they say no, but she does it with a smile on her face knowing that this is going to help her. This is going to be an advantage to her in the future when she's the only one that has that motivation that I admire.
Well, I think you're taking after her exactly, and I think that's a great choice. I think the story I'd share again is when Sierra was in her tournament, the last tournament, in a huge playoff game, and the game was tied, the young lady on the other team, her bathing suit broke, and so the referee said that she'd have to come out of the pool if she didn't get it fixed within 60 seconds. And the girls on the other girl's team tried to fix it, and they couldn't get it done, and Sierra swam over to the girl on the other team and started fixing her suit, and Sierra's coach started yelling at her, saying, "Why are you doing that? That's the best player on the team. Leave her alone. Let them try and fix it. If she can't fix it, she's out. It gives us a better chance. The game's tied to win it." Sierra said, "Look, the only way I want to win it is if we win it playing them at their very, very best. I don't want to win it anywhere than that." And I know you have that exact same attitude. You've always enjoyed playing them when they're at their best. If you hear that their best player's out, you don't take it as that same kind of win as if you know you hit them at the top of the game. Well, Coral, I want to thank you for being on the call. For those of you out there, I hope you realize that it's not just exciting for me to interview my daughter. It's what I hope you get is her outlook in life is an outlook that I hope each and every one of you have. Whatever you choose to do, you can do. Whatever you want to be, you can be. And wherever you want to take biomedics, it can go with you. You just have to believe in yourself, and you have to stay committed to yourself. Because, again, Coral has to practice every day at whatever sport she's playing. You need to practice every day at biomedics. And if you really want to be successful, it's not just about practicing, but it's about getting in there and winning some games and losing some games and realizing that if you're getting better all the time, then you're accomplishing exactly what you want. You're here to achieve all that you can achieve, and the great thing about biomedics is you have no limits if you're pursuing the biomedics opportunity. Remember, the only way to avoid success with biomedics is to quit, and I know if you're on this call, there's no way you're a quitter. What I'd love to do at this point is open up the lines and allow 15-year-old Coral Silverberg to answer any questions that you may have or allow you to share any thoughts that you may have with Coral. So hold on one second. anybody want to be the first one out there to share any thoughts or comments with Coral?
Hey, Chad.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Hey. Carl, thanks for doing this tonight. This is an exceptional call. Your dad's going to have a tough time doing his next one and meet up to this. I want to share a couple of things that I got. I took several pages of notes here, but a couple of these things are key things. And not a lot different that I've been teaching after 16 years experience here. Here you are, a young athlete, and putting out some of the same stuff. By the way, from now on, I'm going to call you Carl. Failure is not an option, Silverberg. I like that a lot. I sure like that you're most proud of the internal growth that you've experienced, which is what our business is all about, and that you've applied that toward your confidence. And I, by the way, having gotten to hang out with you for a few minutes while I was out there last time, I can see those things changing in you. So you're absolutely right.
Well, thank you, David.
David, I remember when Carl was, probably about 8 years old, we went jet skiing with you, and the first thing we did was got the jet skis up to about 25, 30 miles an hour, and I told the girls they had to jump off the jet skis, they had to fall off, and you kept saying, what are you doing that for? What are you doing that for? We said, well, they've got to realize what it's like to fall off so they know how to get back on. And now you've seen her just recently, just a couple weeks ago, at 15 years old, and seen her grow up. It just, you know, again, it reminds me of the times that we spent together when she was 8, 9 years old, you know, all the way through these years. It's just great.
Those are funny times. I mean, it's amazing to see how the little caterpillar turns into a butterfly over these few short years that I've been around you guys. But, Carl, thanks for this call today. It was amazing. I got a ton of notes here, and they're all going to be used in my next training call on Wednesday night.
Well, I'm glad, dude.
Anybody else have any thoughts or comments?
Well, I sure
I have one.
About a little bit.
Mr. Bully.
I knew you'd laugh. Hey, little bit, you are definitely an inspiration to our family, and I know what you say is true because I know a lot of your friends, and I know a lot of Sierra's friends, and y'all are like the centerpiece to these guys and gals because y'all just like a magnet to them to help keep them motivated, help keep them on top of their game, too, and so it's about you. You're just an exciting young lady to be around.
Thank you so much, Frankie, and be sure to tell Anna Maria I say hello.
Hey, Coral.
Hi.
Coral, this is Karen from Pompano. I want to thank you so much. It was just so inspirational, especially for me. But who inspired you when you were growing up? Who inspired you the most?
Well, thank you, and I would have to say my main inspiration would definitely have come from my sister, like I said before. She just gave me the motivation to be everything that she is. I mean, my parents are divorced, she looked after me, you know, like a guardian to me, and she's so smart. That's definitely where I get it, and she inspires me to be everything I can be and to push myself to be more like her.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any thoughts or comments they want to share?
Oh, Jim Layton in Raleigh.
Hey, Jim.
When you come our way, I've got some grandchildren and some great-grandchildren I'd like for you to talk with. Need that encouragement.
Okay, I will. Anybody else?
Everybody.
Oh, hey, it's Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much. You did awesome on this call, and it was very, very inspirational. I know everybody's saying that, but it's very true.
Well, thank you.
So much.
You're
welcome. All right, I think we have time for about one more. Does anybody else want to be the final person to come on and share their thoughts, share their comments?
Well, I'll just say it was a great call, Ted, for sharing your daughter with us.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for being on the call.
You're welcome.
And next week, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a wonderful Monday call, and we're going to be talking about the keys to success. So I hope that each and every one of you will be on our motivational, meaningful Monday call. And